All right. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast. Well, from my home, not exactly in downtown San Francisco, but we are live and around the world as well on the American Forces Radio Network in 177 countries. It's our pleasure to welcome back to the show Mark Norman, stand-up comedian. He's been in studio many times over the years when he's headlined over at the Punchline, but he's here to talk about what he and his buddy Joe List from Tuesdays with Stories, my favorite podcast, they have gotten together with Helium Comedy Club, and they're going to have a coast-to-coast roast, and there's going to be 48 comedians from 24 markets. And Mark, you and Joe, you guys are going to judge this. This is exciting stuff here.
Hey, holy hell, good to hear from you there, Rick. It's been 6 years.
This is the other thing too. I remember you saying that when you did an interview with Adam Carolla, you said, "Hey, I'm a fan," and then it got weird. So yes. I hope you don't mind that I'm a huge Tuesday and Gatreon member.
Wow, you're the one. I'll take it. Thank you. Good to have you on the team, Betty. We love you.
You know what's funny is that I listen when I go for a run after my show. I always listen to one of you guys' archive episodes. And just yesterday, I heard the episode, the story about Packy in the car.
Oh yeah,
and it reminded me of your "This Is Not Happening" story where the Asian guy chases you. And I thought you've got two of those stories with like vehicular terror.
Yeah, well, I've got 18 of them, but I those are the two biggies. But I feel bad that the people listening have no idea what the hell we're talking about.
All right, yes, I should move on. Tell us more about how they can watch this, because I know you always say Helium in Philly is one of your favorite clubs. So what do you guys got going on here?
So, there's no sports going on. There's no live comedy. So the guy, Mark Grossman, the owner of all the Heliums, smart Jew, he said, "Hey, you know, we got an opportunity here. People love roasting. People love the bracket system. People love competition. They love comedy. So let's just do a roast, and now that we have the Zoom technology, we can just do it from our homes, and we can do it all over the country, and all the clubs are getting involved, and all the cities are getting involved, and they've picked two comics from each city, and they're going to battle each other, and it lasts like over a bunch of nights, and me and Joe List are hosting, and it's going to be a doozy."
Yeah, and I know that you guys, I know you were feeling rusty and you did a thing with the Cellar the other day, and it got your juices flowing again. Remind you that, as you would say, you still got it, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much I still got, but it brought me back to life, that's for sure. I finally got an erection again, and I got some sleep that night. So it just shows how much I need comedy in my life. I got no outlet, man. I'm a wacko. I need my drug.
Well, good thing you get free Blue Chew, huh?
Yes, that's right. I'm on one now. I just eat them now just like candy. I got a bag full.
Well, people should know you have a special coming out on the 12th as well. And, you know, we've seen, like, Sam Morril did his, and he put it out on YouTube, and it's done very well. He just said, "Screw it, I'm making it." And I know they don't want straight white guys anymore, so I'm just going to put it out there. I know Joe has one. I know Louis did one. He put a paywall behind it. He can get away with it. But tell us a little bit more about what you got coming out on the 12th.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I feel guilty. I'm supposed to be promoting this roast. But, hell, I'll get a quick plug in. Why the hell not? So I filmed this special. Thanks, Allah. I recorded this thing in January when I did because, you know, the world shut down. But, sorry, the subway is going by, and I'm out of my apartment because my plus-size girlfriend, it's getting a little tense in there. But, yeah, so I'm doing this special. It's all cut up, ready to go, color-corrected, sound-checked, and it's coming out on YouTube on May 12th. It's called Out to Lunch, and it's a hot hour of zingers that I've been honing for, like, 4 to 5 years, and it's a killer hour, and I can't wait to show people.
Well, for people who don't know who Mark is yet, he is, if you want to go to a comedy club and just laugh, and I know that sounds weird, that's why I like to go, but it's just an hour of full laughs. And in fact, I drove up to Sacramento to the Punchline up there and the mattress store to check you out last year as well. And, It's I gotta say, pound for pound, the jokes they're nonstop. So I gotta hand it to you there, Mark.
Oh well, thanks. Yeah, I got a ADD, and I'm a coward, and I'm insecure. So if there's any silence, I panic. So I just fill it up with punchlines, just to keep the audience not bored. I have a real fear of boring people.
Well, you know what's funny is that in the last couple of years, when all your New York buddies like Phil Hanley and Sam and Big J and Ari and Bobby Kelly, when they come in studio, I ask about you and Joe, and they're like, why don't you ask about me? And I'm like, yeah, too much of a fanboy. But Ari did tell me, I will out him on the air. Ari did tell me that when people give him Chipotle cards for you guys, he says he keeps them and uses them.
Ha ha, that big old sloppy Jew face. That's Ari for you. But, you know, he's got a canker in his butthole, and he's a 78-year-old guy. He looks like Gargamel from the Smurfs. I get it. He can keep them. He'll die alone. And, you know, Kobe. That Kobe thing really hurt him. But, yeah, I don't know. He's a good egg. But, yeah, check out Coast to Coast Roast. It's going to be a doozy. It's going to be fun. It's going to be something to root for. It's going to be like, it's going to be like the Super Bowl of roast battle, just because it's good comics, too. The Helium has good taste, and they pick the right people. And it's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be great.
Yeah. No, I want to get a little more information on that, how people can get involved. Just a couple more questions for you here.
Please. Just I got all the time.
First of all, how's the scooter? Is it out of commish, or is it all right?
Oh, scooter's the only thing keeping me sane right now. I jump on the back of that hog. I got the whole island of Manhattan to myself because all these queefs moved out to Long Island and Jersey, and they're all scared of the pandemic. So I got the whole place here, and I am living it up. I'm driving the wrong way down Fifth Avenue for 50 blocks, and I'm going zipping through Times Square. I'm pissing on the street. It's great.
I remember when I was there a couple of years ago, I was staying off of in the East Village off First Avenue, and they have those little, you know, those little bike lanes, which are kind of scary. Do you ride in those, or do you ride in the middle of the street?
Well, that's the beauty of having a scooter. It's not a bike, and it's not a motorcycle. I'm like a weird transgender thing. So I'm in the bike lane. I'm in the regular lane. I'm in the, you know, the handicap lane. I'm doing lines with a friend. I'm all over the place. Nathan Lane.
Nice. Are you still pitching people the show about your cross-dressing nanny from NOLA, or have you given up on that, or where's that at?
Well, I've pitched it about 78 times, and I got no juice there, Rick, so nobody cares, but I'm not giving up. I got one guy in Hollywood who's interested, but I keep sending him treatments, and he keeps going, it's not dark enough. And I'm like, look, any darker, we're going to be in Zaire over here. So I'm going to keep going. I'm not giving up. But every person I tell, they go, this has got to be a show. What are you, crazy? And I'm like, tell these. Yeah, sorry, I almost said a bad word. But tell these weirdos out there, and let's get this thing made. And if I had any money, I'd do it myself.
Right. Well, that's why I want to remind everybody, this thing is going to be starting tomorrow, and there's going to be 16 episodes, 8 nights, as I mentioned. And I know for you, your mom's sending you the Brad Garrett book, so this is like this is like going to Disneyland, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm so bored. I'm gay now. I'm on drugs. So, yeah, I need this. This roast is going to be big. It's going to be like a full-time job for me and Joe, so we're going to really bring the heat, and we already have a hell of a rapport. And, it's going to be a doozy. I'm reading the Brad Garrett book, so I need something in my life.
Yeah, I remember Phil Hanley told me, he said that you and Joe have an incredible chemistry together, as he put it in a very Canadian way.
Ooh, I'll take it. Yeah, somebody once said we were like a couple of honkies doing jazz. We've got our own.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say what he really said, but basically, take the word jazz and replace the A with an I.
Yeah, you know, I've had so many comedians swear on the air, and I got to give you credit for, as much as I know how you guys normally talk, you really, I don't know, maybe it's that Catholic school upbringing. You know when to clam up, huh?
Oh, I love Clam, and yeah, I appreciate it. I just the hard part is the racial slurs. That's what I really want to let fly, but I'm holding back. But yeah, thank you for noticing. It ain't easy.
Yes. If you want to follow Mark on Twitter, it's at Mark Norm. And by the way, the Titanic—I won't give away the punchline. That Titanic tweet today, that one was outstanding. I gotta say.
Oh, that boy, you're all over my my repertoire. I really appreciate it, man. I wish you were my dad.
Well, then I'd have to stand on the toilet, right?
Wow, yeah, he was perched like a gargoyle taking a leak. It was a horrific thing to walk into.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, I don't want to look too much like a fanboy, but I think that's too late, everybody. Let's for people who want to tune into the Helium Coast to Coast Roast, how can they do that, Mark?
Well, I think you go to the Helium website, give that a goog, and it should pop right up. Also, me and Joe have been tweeting about it. It should be on my Instagram somewhere. And get tickets, because you don't want to miss it, and especially if your city is being represented. You want to win, folks. So get cooking, and let's roast it up.
And I'm excited. Joe's going to be on the show tomorrow. Tell him I'm excited. You know, he's never come to the punchline. He was scheduled to come in June. That's probably not going to happen now. But I've had you on the show so many times, I've never had Joe. So I'm about as excited as anything to have Joe on the show tomorrow. So finally get a chance to talk to that queef, as you would say.
Yeah, well, if you're a Tuesday, you're going to blow his top, because you've got the Silent Re, you got the Herpes, you got Tolamash, you got the chocolate chip cookie, you got all this good Louis stuff. Like, you guys are going to have a great time.
We got the go-kart that was given away so parents could take a trip.
That was legendary. I didn't even know about that one. That one, I feel like he got molested again, and some old stuff came up, you know, like he had it tucked away in a dark chasm of his brain. And that all came back. I don't know where that came from.
And Sarah said, I can't look at you the same anymore. It's just, it changed everything. All right, I've taken up enough of your time. Make sure to check it out, Helium Comedy Club Philadelphia. Just, if you go ahead and go online and just look for the Coast to Coast Roast with my guest Mark Norman and his buddy Joe List, who I'll have on tomorrow. Mark, great to talk to you, man, as obviously I'm a fan. So take it easy, and look forward to having you. I'll be in New York again in December, as always. I always hit the cellar that stuff. So hopefully I'll see
hit
you out
up.
There, buddy.
Please. How's SF? I'm sorry. I'm lonely.
It's like 75 degrees. It's really nice right now.
Wow. That's great. And the streets, I mean, do you get yelled at if you go outside kind of thing?
It's not too bad, but the homeless people still haven't got the memo on the face mask, but bless their hearts, you know, they don't have any cash.
Sure. Oh, man. Well, I hope they're still taking a dump on Market Street.
They're still there. Mark, thanks a lot, man, and I can't wait to have you on again, buddy.
Take it easy, man. Praise Allah.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Byline.